India in recent years. It's become a center of high technology and research. A law is now making its way through India's parliament that would give new patent protection to the high-tech industry and the pharmaceutical industry as well. Some international aid groups are worried. They predict this may be the beginning of the end of access to inexpensive generic medicines, not just for Indians, but for people in other developing countries. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
In the last few years, the cost of treating people with HIV/AIDS in Asia and Africa has dropped dramatically, thanks to much cheaper generic drugs. India is a key producer of these, because for decades it's allowed companies to make copies of drugs without a patent. That law is about to change, though the change isn't expected to affect most drugs already in production. Ellen Taon of Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF.
What we are very worried about is that many of our patients will need, over time, to switch to newer medicines, because resistance will develop, and the big question is, how are we going to keep our patients alive when drug prices start to rise?
A new patents law yesterday passed through the lower house of India's parliament, in line with World Trade Organization rules. It covers the manufacture of new drugs, not only for HIV/AIDS, but also heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and others, and also other products, such as computer software. In future, these will be protected by 20-year patents. The law's critics say this will give pharmaceutical companies which hold these patents a monopoly, and that means unaffordable prices for the poor.
We're talking really about life and death, and I think what changes is it basically kills the competition of the drug industry.
Daniel Berman of MSF says his agency provides treatments to hundreds of thousands of HIV/AIDS patients and works in 80 different countries.
And in many of those countries, the primary source of affordable quality medicines is India. And that spigot is literally going to be turned off. It's not going to happen right away. Tomorrow, cheap, affordable drugs are not going to disappear in poor countries. But over time, the newer drugs are just simply not going to be available.
The big drugs manufacturers in India say these concerns are unfounded. Dr. Ajit Dangi, head of the Organization of Pharmaceutical Producing Industries, says there's a government body that acts as a check against unwarranted price increases. And he says the new patents law is important because it'll mean pharmaceutical companies can spend more on research and development, for instance, into an HIV vaccine, which is greatly needed.
Where is that money going to come from? It is not going to fall from the heaven. So the activists should really understand that if they try to kill the chicken which lays the eggs, they will not even get the new drugs.
India's government also says the legislation has safeguards protecting the poor. For instance, the government can give companies permission to make generic versions of a patented drug if it's in the interest of public health, for example, in a national emergency. The government would issue what's called a compulsory license. The patent holder would be paid royalties, but its consent wouldn't be required. But campaigners against the law say these safeguards are inadequate and warn the manufacturer of new generic drugs could be stalled by endless litigation. Lina Mengani is a campaigner for affordable medicines in India.
India is famous for its bureaucracy and its corruption. The generic manufacturers will stop going for compulsory license once they realize it's impossible to get one. So they'll go from one ministry to another ministry and try everything, and it won't work. Then the whole system of compulsory licensing will just stop in India.
Today, the legislation's expected to go before India's upper house of parliament. Campaigners say it'll likely pass. In the end, they warn, rich Western countries will continue to get new drugs at prices they can afford, but poor developing countries will have to wait. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.